Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, State Senator Dallas Harris running for re-election. Here from the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Dallas Harris. She's a Democrat from District 11. Pleasure to have you back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. You're coming to us from San Francisco this morning. A lot of things to talk about. Let's start out with one that is irritating a lot of northern Nevadans right now, which is that the United States Postal Service is pretty much trying to get the mail for sorting shifted to Sacramento. And there's a lot of concern, and Senator Rosen, Mark Amadei have been on the case here to try and get them to stop this. The biggest concern is during elections, in the wintertime, we have snow, there could be delays. What are your thoughts on what's happening with the post office in Reno?
Well, I think every Nevadan has a couple of choice words for Mr. DeJoy in the Postal Service. As you mentioned, Sandra Rosen kind of really gave it to him on our behalf. And that's really how we're all feeling. Nevada is not some outpost of Northern California. Getting our mail on time is just as important as it is anywhere else in the country. We have seniors who need to get their checks on time in order to be able to pay their rent and make it by. Folks want to make sure they get their Christmas presents on time. We deserve equal service. And so I'm glad that we have the type of representation we have in Senator Rosen for really giving it to them and letting them know how we feel about what they're doing up there. And we're putting up all the resistance that we can because, again, Northern Nevada is not just some outpost for Northern California. We need to make sure that our mail is delivered just as efficiently as anywhere else in the country.
All right. So I'm going to pose a question to you that I posed to Senator Reid back in the early 1990s. When we had a federal debt that at the time was outrageous, not even close to what it is today. And I said to him, you know, if we're going to lower the federal debt, everybody has to give up something. What would you give up? And what he ended up giving up was the fighters out of Tonopah going to Arizona, which I'm sure was already in the works before he said it, but it took me about 10 times to get him to say that. But how do you feel about the debt, and how do you feel about, you know, what states should give up if we're going to get this debt under control?
Well, Sam, I sit on the Finance Committee in the State Senate, so I have a fantastic hold of what our state budget looks like. Not as familiar with all of the line items on the federal budget. It'd be, you know, I'd be guessing really to assume places where I think they can cut at the federal level without me doing the due diligence of going through and making sure that I truly understand the full structure of our federal government's budget. I can tell you that time and time again, the military brings a budget to Congress, and Congress not only satisfies that budget, but increases it, right? I've seen time and time again where, let's say the Air Force may be asking for three planes, and Congress is like, no, we're gonna give you four or five. And these are $1 million, in some instances, $1 billion pieces of equipment. So when I have a chance to comb through, I that's the first place I'd start looking.
Well, it's interesting because I interviewed Senator Rosen at the beginning of the Ukraine situation and the Israel situation. And she had said to me at the time, and this was really more in response to Ukraine, that the Congress had already agreed to replace everything that was sent to Ukraine. So I don't know that we're going to see any cutbacks in that particular budget. In fact, I think we're basically seeing the military have all the new stuff, and we're sending all the older stuff out there. And I'm not sure I disagree with that plan, because if there's going to be wars, I'd like us to have the best equipment we can.
Sam, let me just be clear. I do not want to see necessarily cuts in our military budget. I firmly believe that the United States needs to have the best military in the world, that we do have the best military in the world, and that we must maintain that. There's just been quite a few times where we've given them some cherries on top of what they've even asked for. And that might be a place to cut back. I don't have any interest in cutting back their base budgets, their needs. I want to make sure that our military is fully equipped and is able to help our friends when they need it.
Let's move on to your race, because a challenger has been drawn by Governor Lombardo, Lori Rogich, the wife of Sig Rogich. And she is a powerful player in Southern Nevada. What are your thoughts on her entry into the race, and how is this going to be the most expensive Senate race ever in the Silver State?
Well, that is yet to be seen. I have a lot of competition in that area. The majority leader's race is often very expensive, and I think might currently hold the title of the most expensive Senate race. I will say this, I'm going to work hard. The Republicans have put up a challenger who they think might be able to take me out. So I'm going to ensure that I do the work necessary. And really, that's just about reaching out to folks, making sure they know what I've done for them in the last 6 years, what we will continue to do for them with our strong Democratic majority in the state legislature. We've got a great record to run on. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit the doors, talk to my folks. And honestly, Sam, I am grateful to them for giving me the opportunity to work so hard to earn it. That's what we're going to do.
Let's talk about what's been happening with the Supreme Court. It seems like a lot of the decisions are being handed back to the state. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's been kind of very disappointing. A lot of Americans are likely disappointed with what they've seen come out of the Supreme Court lately, some of the logjam that we've seen in Congress. And so, frankly, it's up to the states in this era of American history to really step up to make sure that we're protecting the rights of our citizens, because we've got to fill the hole that the Supreme Court has left. And in Nevada, we've been a model in how to do that. We're going to continue to do so.
With reproductive rights, it appears that, you know, Nevada is already set in this area, and yet A lot of people want to see even more done. What are your thoughts on that? And why do we need to do that if it's already secure?
Well, you know, I think after we saw that Dobbs decision, it's really difficult to say that anything is secure. You know, Supreme Court precedent used to mean something. That was a secure thing that we could all hold on to as an interpretation of our Constitution. In Nevada, yes, we've got a very strong reproductive rights provision in our Constitution, but that was done in the 90s. What we didn't have in the 90s was an influx of in vitro fertilization. What we didn't have in the 90s was access to reproductive health care through the mail. And so there are still areas where we need to make sure that we're shoring up those rights. We're not going to leave anything unturned. One thing we did in the last legislative session as well was ensure that we could protect the women who come here to Nevada to get reproductive health care. That was something that we needed to do. We're going to continue to push until there is absolutely no way that the rights of our citizens can just be taken away with the snap of a finger. And, you know, Sam, sadly, anything that's in legislation, if we lose the majority in the legislature, Republicans can come in and repeal. So as much protection as we might have at the state level, we can go backwards pretty quick. We're going to make sure we keep our foot on the gas.
Let's talk about, you know, there's a constant discussion these days about our democracy. And I recently was the moderator at a town hall for the mayoral race in Las Vegas. And there were 10 candidates on the stage, 250 people in the audience. And before we started, I came out and said, you know, there's a lot of discussion about democracy, but I don't know how many of you are Republicans. I don't know how many of you are Democrats. I don't know how many of you are independents. But to me, you are democracy because you've decided to come and spend your afternoon listening to these candidates for mayor, and that makes me feel good. What doesn't make me feel good is a 16% turnout in the primaries. How do you juxtapose these?
Well, you know what? I think we've got a lot of work to do, Sam. That's what that told us. I would love to see more voter engagement. Everyone's got the right to vote. We need to make sure that they're exercising it. And that's our job in the next 5-6 months of this campaign. Make people understand why it's important to be out there and what we're going to do, what the stakes are, right? Framing that discussion, making sure they understand that when we say democracy is on the ballot, we're quite literally talking about the fact that I'd like to be able to elect another president in the next 4 years. I'd like there to be another presidential election in my lifetime. So we need to get folks out to vote, or sadly, that might be the direction that the Republican Party is moving in. If you've read any piece of Project 2025, then I think you're going to be casting your ballot because you understand what the stakes are. And so it's incumbent upon all of us to get that communication out there. We've got a great campaign team on the coordinated side doing that work, the right people in Nevada who know the state, who know the people. And we're going to continue to keep pushing, ensuring that we can get folks to the polls, get them excited about voting, because our democracy needs it.
Don't you think that in a way that this whole steal the vote campaign has damaged both Republicans and Democrats because they've made everybody feel insecure about whether their vote counts or not? And we've got, you know, a Democratic Secretary of State, a previous Republican Secretary of State, and all of the DAs, all of the judges, everybody is saying that the elections were fair and free, and not that there aren't always problems with every election everywhere, but not to the scale that would have changed the results. Don't you think that it has backfired in the sense that people are not going to the polls? And isn't that the fear going into the general election for both parties? Because the Republicans have turned around and are now promoting democracy and the vote because they realize that otherwise their members are going to stay home.
Well, Sam, this is one of those questions of is it a feature or a bug, right? I think they knew what they were doing when they got out there and told all those lies about election integrity, right? And there was this intent to make sure that folks felt less secure in their elections. And what did we get? Folks who felt less secure in their elections. Now, yes. I think there are some Republicans who are wising up and realizing, oh, wait, we need our voters to get out to vote because that's how you win in a democracy. But those consequences at the time were very much intended by the folks who were speaking them. And so we've got a lot of work to do again to kind of undo some of that mistaken information that's been out there about our democracy. Our democracy is thriving, folks. Your vote does count. In Nevada, it's never been easier than ever to vote. The ballot comes to your home. Vote, drop it off. We're counting. I'm an elected official. I care how you vote. I want your vote. We need people to participate in our democracy. And I'm happy to have my Republican friends on board with that messaging.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with State Senator Dallas Harris after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarind.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with State Senator Dallas Harris. She is a Democrat from District 11 and, of course, running for re-election. Let's talk about some of the House races. Susie Lee, this is going to be quite the fight. CD3 is always quite the fight.
It is. And that's another place where you're going to see a lot of money spent to convince folks to vote against Susie Lee, who's been doing a lot of great bipartisan work in Congress. Just look it up. She's well known as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress. She's been delivering for CD3 since she's been there. And I'm glad that we have her and that she chooses to continue to run to represent that area. But Sam, much like the rest of Nevada, CD3 is one of those seats where Republicans are focused on making sure they can flip so that they can hold the House of Representatives. If we get Susie Lee to continue to hold her seat, that lessens the chance of the Republicans keeping control of the House. And maybe we'll only have one speaker vote in the next congressional session. Maybe we'll see some actual legislation passed if Democrats can take control. And Susie Lee's district is key to that. And I know her team as well. And she's out there working hard. Nobody outworks Susie Lee. And so I'm excited to work side by side with her where our districts overlap. This is it's a team sport.
Let's talk about Stephen Horsford's race, because he's got a solid challenger in John Lee. Former mayor of North Las Vegas, was responsible for the turnaround in the economy of North Las Vegas that was almost taken over by the state at one point because they were so bankrupt. And John has personally a lot of money. I don't think the Democrats were prepared for Stephen to have a tough race, but do you view this as being a tough race?
Well, I'll also note John Lee holds another former title, and that's Democrat.
Yes.
he's running as a Republican against Stephen Horsford now, but that wasn't always the case. Stephen Horsford is a powerhouse. He's the current chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, something that he's worked towards in his time. He is the highest elected African-American official in Nevada, and as such has been a fantastic mentor to the rest of the Black elected officials in the state. I have no doubt that Stephen Horsford is going to be able to beat John Lee. Now, of course, they're making us work for it. And Nevada is, as much as we like to say, a blue state, but it's blue by the skin of its teeth every time. And so Stephen Horsford's race, Susie Lee's race, my race, Senator Jackie Rosen's race, every vote's going to matter. Every dollar is going to matter to get out to voters, to get communication, to get them to make sure that they are at the ballot box. That's what we want to do. That's what Horsford's going to be focused on. And if we can get our voters out, we will win. We've got a good message to run on. We've just got to make sure that we do the work.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be back with State Senator Dallas Harris after this timeout.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Dallas Harris of District 11 running for re-election against Lori Rogich, who is her Republican challenger. Voter ID, it looks like that is they've raised enough signatures. What are your thoughts on voter ID? Because let's face it, there is nothing you can do except vote without without ID.
Oh, I think there's plenty you can do without ID. Sam, I'm talking to you right now. Did you need me to pull out my ID to verify my identification before we had the interview.
Well, I did to get on Zoom.
Grocery shopping, as long as you use your PIN, you don't need your ID for your debit card, right?
But you got to have a debit card.
Exactly, right? But when you go and vote, a ballot came to you. You have the opportunity to use your utility bills, right, to demonstrate that you're in a particular precinct. Your vote's not automatically counted. Your signature needs to be matched. Absent that signature match, your vote isn't going to be counted, even if you did show up with the perfect ID at this point today, right? So we have protections in place. And Sam, there is just no denying that historically, voter ID bills have been used to prevent certain people from voting. And you and I just had a very good conversation about the low voting turnout rate. We have an undervoting problem in the United States of America, not an overvoting problem. And if it was true that we were seeing results coming in with more Nevadans than they actually live in the state, then maybe we would need to figure out what's going on. But right now, we've got to get more people engaged. I just don't see certain versions of the voter ID law as the right answer to a problem actually that doesn't exist.
Well, you know, I have to say, just as a closing thought here, that I'm totally fine with the way the voting system is right now, but there are so many people that are concerned that, you know, voter ID is an important thing, that it doesn't seem to me, as long as we make it free for people who don't have ID to get ID, then I'm okay with voter ID. But that's a further discussion for another day. I thank you so much for doing this, as always. It's always great to see you, and thank you for taking out your time from being on a trip to San Francisco to join us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sam. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend, and we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.